Yes, I'm ready.
Give me 1 second. Bill and Susan, I have Carrie for you.
Thank you.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What could you tell us about your book, Trumpet?
We spent 7 years writing it. During many of the periods when Doug and Julie were off camera cruising somewhere, we were actually traveling to the places where Trumpet takes place. It's a historical novel. It's about the Regency period, which is the very early 19th century, the British theater. The heroine is a fantastic character, and her name is Elizabeth Trumpet. That's why the title, Trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the blossoming of 16-year-old Elizabeth Trumpet into a real adult. She has to take care of her family and gets a job in theater, giving away her reputation. At that time, it was very low class and looked down at to be a performer, but she wants to be an actress, and it relates a lot to the ladies of today.
And it covers about 19 years of history. It's a 400-page novel. It's a lot of fun. It's quite a romp. We're very, very proud of it. We worked very, very hard on it. Lots of real historical characters are mixed in with our fictional characters. And yes, some of the fictional characters are based on people we know.
Wow. What was your inspiration for writing the book?
Our inspiration for writing the book originally came from our editor who worked with us on Like Sands Through the Hourglass, our double biography, which was out in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And she said at that time, you ought to try historical fiction. You'd be really good at it. So we've been working at it ever since. And we picked that period because it's the Jane Austen period. It's the period of the Napoleonic Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon appears in the story, of course. A lot of famous characters at that time. There was a very famous actress called Sarah Siddons, Mrs. Siddons. She is in it. The most exciting people of the era are all in the book. It was a delight for us to string them in and weave them in.
Also, we both enjoy history a lot. It was fun to do all that research of 1803 to 1821.
Mm-hmm. So we visited England and Egypt and Charleston and all kinds of places in between. And the we went to the battle site of the Battle of Waterloo.
Wow.
Ask us some more questions. Diva of days.
I'm just listening. I'm fascinated with this topic. How do you guys write? Is it something you schedule? Is it something that something hits you at the moment and you start writing?
Well, we would discover some wonderful thing that had happened in history and say, oh, our characters have got to be in that scene. They've got to be on the streets the day that happened.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be in the theater the time of the great theater fires in London. And one of our most outstanding characters went to Egypt and had a huge career in Egypt, so our heroine goes to Egypt also.
Accompanies him. He's Belzoni, who is the man who opened the second pyramid.
Mm. And also uncovered Abu Simbel, the temple of Abu Simbel. So he's real, and her experiences with him are quite real. And we went to all kinds of biographies and first-hand accounts of the people who were there in order to get the background right. And, of course, we went there.
We really did write a lot that was actually historical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the components of the story are the same components that work in soap opera, which is, of course, what we're most familiar with. There's conflict, there's romance, there's sex, there's violence, and there's a lot of heart. I mean, you really have got to care about these people, and I think you do. The people who have read the book so far have said such things as, I couldn't put it down, I want to know what happens next, 400 pages was not enough. And our editor made sure that it was an open-ended story that could go on for other novels, for other books. So, Doug and Julie are writers.
Awesome. Are you guys currently thinking of another book? Is something in your head right now?
We want to see how this one Decadent Books is. And, okay. Of course, it's out in e-books now, and you can read the first 100 pages, if you're so inclined, on Amazon without spending the small amount of money for an e-book.
It appears in print 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, wow, great.
And it'll be available on demand through Amazon and Decadent Books in print.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's very
fun. We did a couple of years of intense research, and during that time wrote backstories for all our created characters, and then just started writing. We wrote a long, quite complete outline of what happens to our characters.
Two generations back, Bill is a great researcher. And he's a great detail man, too. So, but we write together, not at a certain time of day, but when something is required. And since last August, from August to February, we were in rewriting the whole thing. We were at work every single day.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, we went over the whole thing word by word.
Word by word, and we played all the scenes aloud ourselves, so.
Oh, well, that's a good way to do it.
Yes. So do you have any other questions that can inspire me to answer instead of just babbling in your ear?
No, you're not babbling at all. I was wondering, do you think this would make a great screenplay, and would you be interested?
Yes. Nice of you to think of it that way. Yes, we do. It's a huge canvas. It's an epic. It's truly an epic. So,
although it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story of one person,
yeah.
Basically.
It's one girl's story, which seems to be what soap opera's about, too.
Are there any actresses on the canvas that we know of that you would think would be great for Elizabeth?
Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looks 16, so I think actually it would work. No, she's very young looking.
Yeah.
Carey Mulligan, maybe a couple of years ago, maybe she still can look 16.
Well, I know who the character looks like in the cast of Days of Our Lives, and if you read it, you might understand who it is in the cast of Days of Our Lives that she
resembles. Oh.
And it ain't me.
we'll be seeing Doug and Julie anytime soon. You guys were just in the after the explosion scene.
We were just in the disastrous sequence.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a show, three shows next week. We did two shows last week.
Okay.
So yes, it'll be summertime though. You know how far ahead we are.
Yeah, I know. You guys are filming mid-August right now. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Really far in advance.
Bill, my friend saw you at the Day of Days event, and they saw you singing and thought you were fantastic. And I was wondering how you enjoyed that experience.
The Day of Days?
Mm-hmm.
I love to sing. I've been singing my whole career, and
Yeah, I wish we had more music on Days. It's very expensive to do it now, so there isn't much. But they have let us sing together at the end of last year. We had a couple of moments singing together. We enjoyed it a lot.
I don't know when you started watching, but we used to have a lot of music on the show, sing a lot of songs. We had a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
My character Doug had a nightclub, and we sang maybe a couple songs a week, and
lots of background songs for storylines too.
And now it's just so expensive to buy a song to do that way. It's prohibitive. You can't do it.
Yeah, I've been watching since the mid-80s. I remember Doug's Place. I remember Gloria Loring singing
right.
All the time, too. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt, Carey, but we do need to wrap up.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope you're interested enough to talk about it, and even interested enough to have a look at the book for yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I was looking at it today. I'm definitely going to download it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Carey.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.